Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, I'm going to teach you how to say exchange in Chinese. We have Shalini Kemka, the founder and CEO of E2E. She is also the advisor to the mayor of London. Hi, Shalini, 你好。
你好 Xiaolan, nice to meet you.
Nice to see you here. E2E, the full name is E2 Exchange. Can you tell us what it's about?
Sure. So absolutely, you're right. It's called E2E Exchange. And the reason I named it E2E Exchange is I believe that entrepreneurs learn best from other entrepreneurs. So it's an exchange for founders of businesses to really exchange ideas, learn,to build relationships, to raise investment, mm-hmm. and to recruit non-exec directors, people who've set up their businesses like you have in terms of Chinese, to support the growth of high growth businesses.
Right. That sounds very exciting. And then, so in terms of the exchange, and I would like to share some Chinese philosophy with you, because to say exchange, to exchange something in Chinese, there's only one word. We say 换.
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 That's a nice word.
Yeah.
换.
换. And it's a fourth tone. So when we pronounce it, we go down and as if it's we are very energetic and very cheery. So 换.
换.
Yeah, 换. And the character in the ancient form is a combination of two elements. On the left hand side, there's a hand. Mm-hmm. And then on the right hand side, that means brilliant.
I like that. That's really cool. I like that because I like the idea of the hand because that's about exchange. Mm-hmm. And a brilliant exchange is what it's meant to be about. When you exchange, you do for the better good.
Exactly. And then the hand is the metaphor, of course, about exchanging. And
yes.
then also the personal contact,
yes.
especially in the ancient time before the internet and before all the cyber capability and communication. So hands is the metaphor of being able to swap ideas, swap items and all the things. So swap the brilliance. It's to exchange.
That's very symbolic because a lot of the exchange, when we look at cartoons, it's usually two hands
mm-hmm.
about exchange. So I love the fact that I will remember that.
Okay.
That's a nice way of remembering.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. So ancient Chinese guys, they understood
mm-hmm.
This concept pretty well from okay. thousands of years ago.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's
really, really interesting. It shows the insight
mm-hmm.
into the word language.
Right. Of course, 换 means to exchange. And sometimes we actually put two words together to show something similar, but a much deeper, like a more subtle differentiation. And sometimes we say 交换.
I like that even more.
Okay.
Hand, because when I was thinking of names for E2E, exchange,
right.
we wanted the word exchange, but mm-hmm. then we had the prefix of E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur.
Yep.
So, 交换.
Yeah.
That's actually a really nice way of looking at it.
Yeah. And 交, the character looks like a few strokes that they cross each other. And the meaning of 交 is really just to go across.
Gosh, I'm learning.
Yeah,
God, that's very interesting.
Yeah, you need to go across something
yes.
in order to make a contact and then exchange. So 交换 is another way. So if you want me to say, if you really want to have a Chinese name for your company, we can say 一兔交换.
一兔交换.
Yeah, 交换.
Oh, I really like that.
And then okay. the beauty is lots of Chinese words, they just didn't bother to translate. Like e-commerce,
mm-hmm.
they would sometimes just say e-commerce.
Okay.
And then, so e in this case, of course, is entrepreneur. And then two at the same time is English is alphabet for number two. And most Chinese, if they see e-two together, they just don't bother to translate into Chinese. But then exchange is a proper word. There is some matching Chinese vocabulary. So when we say 一兔交换, that could be the name of your Chinese branch.
I think that will be the name. I'm taking it from you. You can have the IP
okay.
for that.
No. You own the IP. Right. And then you have some experience in China?
I have experience in China. I was very lucky. I used to run international trade finance for Lloyds Banking Group many years ago. And as part of that, obviously the Chinese economy being one of the biggest economies in the world, we had to do trade finance. So I was fortunate enough to meet financiers in Beijing, in Guangzhou, in Shanghai. I really learned a lot
mm-hmm.
because I hadn't seen an infrastructure
right.
quite as huge as the infrastructure in China. And the amount of opportunity for British businesses to export to China and also vice versa was huge.
Right.
Coming as an Indian, going to China, living in England, born in India, then going to do business in China. It was mm-hmm. a great experience for me. I love the culture.
Mm-hmm.
I love Chinese food.
Right. Everybody loves it.
And I think the hardest part for me actually was the language.
Right.
So the fact that you've launched Chinesey, I think, is game changing, because I wish I'd had that several years ago, because mm-hmm. I think I would have really, they would have warmed to me yet more
mm-hmm.
if I had started with a few basic words of Chinese.
Right.
So that was my biggest handicap.
Yeah. I don't think that was a handicap. There's always opportunity and it's never too late.
Yes, that's true. So now on Amazon Echo,
yep.
I am listening to your lessons, your teachings on Amazon Echo.
Lovely. Yeah. Right. So that's, we have a lot to 交换, because your experience in China, I think, represented a lot of people who went to China.
Right.
And then if that was many years ago, today the change of China has been, even bigger.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's go back to Huan, because it's such a fascinating concept. And also, since you mentioned you want to learn more Chinese,
yeah.
Huan is a very useful word. And for example, when you go to China, probably not nowadays, now you use Apple Pay or Alipay everywhere. But then in the olden days, we had to exchange some money. So from
sure.
into the local currency.
Yeah.
In this case, we can say Huan Qian.
Huan Qian.
Qian. Yeah. Qian means money. And huan means to exchange money. Huan qian.
Huan qian.
Yeah. So qian, that is the second tone. So we go up qian.
Qian.
Yeah. It's a money in general. Qian.
Qian. Money in general.
Yeah. Qian.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Qian. So huan qian means to exchange money. But we can also exchange something else. For example, if there's a rotation of, for example, just a chairmanship or mm-hmm. the rotation of the mayorship, for example, or the presidencies,
yes.
then we say change to another person. So we say 换人.
换人.
Yeah, 人. 人 is person.
Okay.
If you remember the iconic Chinese character,
yeah.
The person with two strokes,
yes, I do.
Then that's 人.
Yes.
So 换人 is means to exchange, to
okay.
have different person to rotate the position.
Okay, it's nice that you kind of put it as a prefix. So 换人.
Yeah, 换人. Yeah, 换人.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, thank you so much, Shanini.
Yeah.
Today we talk about exchange, 交换. Thank you for sharing your experience with us, and this is great 交换 experience we have.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Sholan, and I'm really pleased to have learned so much about how I can start the Chinese version
of
E2E Exchange.
Yeah, E2E 交换.
E2E 交换.
This is the starting point of exchange, that you teach me something, I teach you something.
Thank you.
That's the spirit of 交换. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to come back tomorrow for more Talk Chinesey. 再见.